The Cuban government has begun holding trials for activists arrested during protests in the island nation, which is in the midst of an economic crisis. While speaking on the House floor recently, 6th District Republican U.S. Congressman Ben Klein said the current Cuban government has suppressed the voices of citizens instead of addressing issues.
Its people are facing widespread power outages, the most severe food shortage since the 1990s, and inflation rates nearing 500%. And in an effort to contain the truth about what's really going on, the government cut off its citizens' access to the internet to silence the dissent.
Current Republican nominee for Virginia Attorney General Jason Meares, who is of Cuban descent, tells Fox Business that America must speak out against Cuba's communist government.
And the great irony is when we have protesters in America right now that are burning the American flag and saying it's a symbol of oppression, both in Havana, both in Hong Kong, all over the world, that flag is what most of us know. It is a symbol of hope.
The Cuban government attributes the economic crisis to U.S. embargo against Cuba and current sanctions. Clark Palmer, WFIR News.